Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goltz, repeating an endoscopy report on Joan Logan, date of birth 8/16/1951, date of procedure January 19, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goltz, referring physician is Dr. Felicia Jacob. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies, cold biopsies. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, oral extensive patient, period, the patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, period, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated room, spatial gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advancing direct vision to the second portion of duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period, a retroflex is obtained in the cardio, period. Airway suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period, the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was an unremarkable proximal mid-esophagus. At approximately 35 centimeters from the bite block. Again, the patient was noted to have a tight stricture period. Comma passage with the scope, passage with the endoscope created two shallow rents at the stricture at the 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock position, period. Next line, upon traversing this area, there was evidence of a hernia sac, with a failed Nissen fund application, period. There was bilious liquid in the stomach that was suctioned. Next line. The gastric mucosa appeared unremarkable. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Next sign, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Please go back to the findings and note at the area where we discussed the stricture, that biopsies again were obtained of the stricture for reevaluation period. Please go back to the plan. Number one, follow biopsy pathology. Number two, discussed in detail with the patient, comma, patient has not been taking PPI therapy and has not obtained barium swallow yet, period. Again, reiterated that PPI therapy will help the peptic stricture, period. Recommend omeprazole 40 milligrams 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner, period. Script was provided to the patient. Next line, will repeat EGD in 3 weeks to assess and continue with serial dilations, period. It is important to continue PPI therapy and recommend dilation every 3 weeks until we are able to get to a luminal diameter of greater than 15 millimeters, period. Next line, given failed Nissen fundoplication, we'll discuss with patients in the office if she would like to be reevaluated with a surgeon. In addition, after obtaining results of barium swallow. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Please go back to the indications and note dysphagia, comma, esophageal stricture. Thank you.